Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of that sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is relationships. Each of my guests will discuss a type of relationship that he or she offers the world. My first guest is the chairman of the California Strawberry Festival coming up towards the end of May 2011. We'll discuss this year's festival and what it's like to be the first female chairperson of that event. My second guest is a noted internet marketing expert. He literally makes thousands of dollars daily just by sitting in front of his computer. He'll explain how some of business owners and CEOs are morons for spending millions of dollars on things that could have been done for just a few hundred dollars. My third guest makes his living by adjusting relationships. He's a British-born psychologist who will give us 10 ideas on how to keep romance alive outside of Valentine's Day. And if you want to call and speak to any of my guests or join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Daisy Tatum is the 2011 chairperson of the California Strawberry Festival. Daisy is a former educator in the Oxnard School District. She is also a graduate of Oxnard High School and Arkansas University at Pine Bluff. She then got her master's degree at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. She joins me in the studio today to talk about the 2011 festival. Welcome, Daisy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and I appreciate it. So, first of all, let me congratulate you on being the chairperson, notice I said chairperson, not chairman, of the 2011 California Strawberry Festival. Now, are you the first chairwoman of the Strawberry Festival?
Yes, I am.
The first chairwoman in history of that. And how long has the festival been going on, Daisy?
Well, this year it will be its 28th year, so we're really excited about it.
Oh, yeah, 28 years. So that takes it back to, what, 1983?
1984.
84. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, congratulations on that. And you now have an esteemed place in the history of the Strawberry Festival, being its first female chairperson. So tell me, how does it feel at being a groundbreaking individual, being the first female chairperson for the Strawberry Festival?
Well, it doesn't feel any different than being on the board for the last 28 years. So I've been with it since its inception, and being there the whole time, I have a real view of how the whole festival works. It's just that it finally got around to allowing me, or them voting for me, to go ahead and be the festival chair this year.
Well, I think that that is wonderful. Now, you have been on the board from the inception. How is it different being the chairperson rather than just a lay board person?
Well, I think making sure that everybody does their job, staying positive the whole time about the festival. And the one thing I can say, the board members are such a great group of people. Anybody that has a job, they really do their job. So nobody slacks in any area. So it's all of us working together that really make the Strawberry Festival successful.
Well, that is wonderful. And you, of course, are the chairperson, so you're helping to keep them on track and moving in the right direction. Based on your 28 years of observing other chair people in that position, other chairmen in that position, what do you think it takes to be a really good Strawberry Festival chairperson?
Well, just working in touchy bases with everybody and the job that they're doing. Everybody before me, they've always been very positive. It's kind of hard to explain because we have fun at our meetings and we make fun of each other, but it's a good board in that We enjoy the work that we do. It seems that each job that each person has, they have found their niche, you know, for the festival, and it's a labor of love.
I see. All right. Then now tell me a little of the details about this year's festival, if you will, Daisy. Give us some of the details. I know that it's the 28th annual festival. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself is an accomplishment. When is it going to be held? Give us some of the details. How much does it cost to get in? Those mm-hmm. kinds of things.
Well, the festival, well, before I begin, I need to say the shuttle is very important. So far I've been telling everybody, I ride the shuttle, you ride the shuttle, we ride the shuttle together. Because parking is very, very limited. This year, parking on site will be $10. And I think a lot of people spend a lot of time in their car trying to park. But if they ride the shuttle, they can get to the festival site within 10, 15 minutes. And we have five great sites for the shuttle. We have one at the Camarillo Premium Outlet Mall. One shuttle stop is the Palms Shopping Center, Center Point Mall, Channel Islands Harbor, and Oxnard Transportation Center. So I just want to push the shuttle, ride the shuttle.
All right. Now, is there a cost, Daisy, for riding on the shuttle?
Oh, the shuttle is free.
It's free, baby.
That's why it's better to ride the shuttle than stay in a long line. And the price of gas is you want to ride the shuttle because it's free.
All right. So we've determined that the shuttle is very important
oh, yeah,
to us.
Very important.
When does the festival actually take place? And give us some of the details. And you talk about parking is limited. The parking is because it's not your own venue. Tell us where it's held, when it's held, those mm-hmm. kinds of things.
Well, the festival will be May 21, 22. It's at College Park, which is adjacent to Oxnard College. The prices are adults, $12. Seniors, 62 and over, $8. If you're 5 to 12, $5. And if you're an active military person, it's $8. We plan to have we'll have over 200 fine arts and crafts booths. Since we're a 501c, we have a number of local schools, religious groups, and community activities that will provide their own food booths. And 100% of the profit gain through the different food booths goes right back to that organization. So a number of the people in 2 days really earn enough money to run their organization for the whole year. So it's really, really great about that.
Well, that is exciting, and any organization that is involved with this certainly benefits by selling mm-hmm. the food and then being able to keep 100% of the profits that
yes.
are there. Tell me, though, you yourself, the Strawberry Festival, is a 503c charity. For what? Where does the money for your charity go at the end of the event, after you've tallied it all up? What does the money go towards?
Any profits that we earn, then we go ahead and we ask people if they are interested. It's like a little mini grant. And since the festival's inception, we have handed out over $3.5 million. But nonprofit organizations can provide an application to the festival in order to get a part of the monies.
And if I was a nonprofit organization, let's say it's Billy the Brain Charity, and mm-hmm. I want to come to you for one of these grants, what are some of the criteria that you look for in an organization that you grant money to?
Well, we make sure that you serve a certain part of the community, whether it's to help underprivileged children, whether it's an organization, but an organization that gives back to the community as well, that serves a large portion of the community, and an organization that does not have any criteria that excludes anybody.
All right, so it can't exclude anybody. It has to serve the community. And when you say the community, is it limited to just Oxnard, or can it be anywhere in Ventura County or anywhere in California? Because, after all, you are the California Strawberry Festival.
Well, we are the California Festival, but there's another California Festival in another part of the state.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we limit it pretty much to Oxnard right now.
To Oxnard. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's limited to Oxnard. It's an amazing. We're talking to Daisy Tatum, everybody. This year's chairperson for the California Strawberry Festival. 28 years, 3.5 million dollars raised mm-hmm. since its inception. Now that is an incredible amount of money. What has been the largest single grant that you can recall giving to any organization in Oxnard?
Anywhere from 2,500 to 5,000, because anybody that submits an application, we try very hard to give everybody some of the money, because we don't want them to feel as if they've turned in an application you know, and we didn't even look at it. So we try very hard to make sure everybody gets something.
Wow. Turn in an application, get $2,500 to $5,000 in grant money after the end of the Strawberry Festival. Well, let's get back to the festival, if we can, Daisy, and talk about that. Mm-hmm. When the festival was originally started way back in 1983, 1984, you were there. You were part of this from the beginning. Mm-hmm. What was the original goal of the California Strawberry Festival when you first got started, and how has that morphed over the years?
Well, when we first started, it was, now Takasugi was the mayor. Sujo Kato was the one who had the idea to have the Strawberry Festival, and then it was with the help of Supervisor Flynn that it really got started. And the idea was to bring notice and to draw attention to the strawberries that are grown in our area, and not only to them, but to the agriculture in this particular part of the county, and also to draw attention to the people who work in the fields, because without them and without the volunteers, we would not even have the Strawberry Festival that we do have.
Uh-huh.
So it really started with those three men.
And those three men with those three goals in mind. Now, how has it morphed over the years to 2011, where we are today,
Daisy?
Well,
we first began in 1984 down at the Channel Islands Harbor, and it was a nice small affair, and we wanted to attract people to the Oxnard Harbor and the beauty that the city of Oxnard had to offer people, and we wanted to showcase our city. But within 6 or 7 years, we clearly outgrew that particular area, and so then we moved it to the College Park area. And when we had it at that area down by the Channel Islands Harbor, it was very nice. We had all the arts and crafts booths. The people who live in the city of Oxnard, they were able to showcase the things and the handicrafts that they make. But then when we moved to College Park, we kind of grew a little bit. And so at College Park, we have over 200 fine arts in the areas of metals, glass, wood, leather. It's a great showcase.
200 fine arts vendors. That's mm-hmm. incredible. We're talking to Daisy Tatum, everybody, chairperson for the California Strawberry Festival. Daisy, in that time from 1984 to today, how has the attendance at the Strawberry Festival grown over that 28-year period?
Well, when we were down at the harbor, we thought having 6,000 to 8,000 was great, but now we have anywhere from 50,000 to 60,000.
50,000 to 60,000
in a two-day period. Yes.
Wow, that is a lot of people, and I can understand why parking is such a premium if that is the case. Now, you mentioned that it's always held, or most recently held, in College Park there next to Oxnard College. Talk to me about this year's venue, because the festival has a different layout this year than in years past, because Oxnard's working on College Park. What are some of the details behind that?
Well, Oxnard College, the city of Oxnard is currently working to bring in soccer fields and some baseball fields. So what we've done is we shifted the venue just a little bit over. It's still at College Park, but we've made like a little shift so that down along Rose Road there will be more of the different things going on. The VIP tent is the same. We have moved the Kato stage and the festival stage. But at each area, we've tried to make sure that there's a stage, there are rides for the kids, there's entertainment, there are also activities for the adults. So it doesn't matter which stage you go to. It'll be more of an L-shaped kind of a venue this year.
All right, more L-shaped, but certainly making use of the space that you have available there at College Park.
Yes.
We're talking to Daisy Tatum, everybody, the chairperson, the first female chairman of the California Strawberry Festival. Now, Daisy, one of your privileges that you have is each year you get to announce, as the chairperson, you get to announce who the winner of the poster contest is. It helps to promote the California Strawberry Festival. So tell me a little bit, this was the first year that you actually physically awarded the contest winner the poster. So tell us about it. How many contestants were there? Who's this year's winner? What did the winner win this year?
Okay, we had 65 entries. And so then the board, they look at all the entries, and we vote till we get to the final entry. The name of the young man who won this year is Aaron Friedman, and he's from Los Angeles.
An interloper.
Yes. But he was very, very happy because he also entered the Avocado Festival, a poster contest, and he won. So he said now he's 2 for 2, and I did go to the Avocado Festival in Carpinteria, and the poster was great. So he said he was going along the coast, just driving along the coast, and he happened to see the Highway 1 sign. And he said, that looks like an upside-down strawberry. So if you look at the poster, there's a sign, Highway 1, but the sign itself is a strawberry. And then there's some California poppies just beneath the post. And to me, it reminds me of the curve on Highway 1 when you get near Magoo Rock, because there's the ocean and there are the mountains. So it's a real nice, good lead-in to, hey, drive on into Oxnard, drive on into the strawberry
festival. Well, Aaron certainly captured the whole feel of the coastal living here in mm-hmm. Oxnard and, of course, the flavor of the California Strawberry Festival. We're talking to Daisy Tatum, chairperson of the Strawberry Festival for 2011. Daisy, if people want to learn more about the festival, if they're interested in what you have to say, where would you direct them to go on the Internet to learn more?
The website is www.strawberry-fest.org. And it tells you how you can become a volunteer. It tells you the history. It also allows you to go on to our newsletter so that once a month you can read and see what's going on. If you want to enter the Berry Blast, which is a cooking contest with strawberries, then it tells you how to do that. The prices, directions from anywhere that you're coming. So it's a very, very clear, very colorful. It tells you about the different strawberry festival contests that we have. So, and it shows you pictures of people with tarts in their face and eating strawberries. And so it's real neat.
Well, it sounds like a very comprehensive website. That's strawberry-fest.org to learn more about the California Strawberry
yes.
Festival. Daisy, thank you so much for joining me here in studio and talking about this year's Strawberry Festival. Congratulations to you
thank
and
you.
Continued success as the chairperson of that organization.